isn't just the sound of the 2015 Mercedes-Benz CLA expertly accelerating out of a hairpin. Sound of opportunity. The opportunity to own a car you've always dreamed of at a price you never imagined. Whose customizable performance, diamond block grille, and racing-inspired seats make it every inch a performance giant. This is what opportunity sounds like. Now discover what it feels like.
Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh, this is amazing. My friends are never going
to
believe it.
Right now, Kate is in her zone and freaking out thanks to the $20 reward she just earned with AutoZone Rewards, because Kate feels like the proud winner of a one-way ticket to a lap of luxury, which should wear off pretty soon.
Best day ever. This is so cool. I don't believe it.
That's Kate's zone. Let AutoZone Rewards help find yours.
Hey, it's Chris Tannehill here for DraftKings.com. Last football season, DraftKings crowned more millionaires than any one-week fantasy sports site anywhere. And this season, the prizes are even bigger. So join Mike from New Hampshire, or Mikey Millions as his friends call him, and become the next fantasy football millionaire. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Go to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Chicago to play free for a shot at $2 million in the Week 1 $10 million millionaire maker. That's Chicago for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
Congratulations, you're Employee of the Month. In fact, you're Employee of the Month every month because you run a small business. You juggle sales, marketing, IT, HR, finance, legal, all at the same time. You need all the information and clarity you can get. Introducing CBS Small Business Pulse, a go-to resource built in partnership with First Data and designed to inspire you and help your small business grow. Visit cbspulse.com today. That's cbspulse.com. Congratulations, you're Employee of the Month. In fact, you're Employee of the Month every month because you run a small business. You juggle sales, marketing, IT, HR, finance, legal, all at the same time. You need all the information and clarity you can get. Introducing CBS Small Business Pulse, a go-to resource built in partnership with Office Depot, OfficeMax, and designed to inspire you and help your small business grow. Visit cbspulse.com today. That's cbspulse.com.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
5 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The music was still playing in the Cubs clubhouse following today's game down in St. Louis, but it probably was the Blues because their bullpen blew it in the 4-3 loss to the Cardinals. John Lester left after his 7 innings of work and a 3-1 lead, but first, Pedro Strop and then Clayton Richard and Fernando Rodney, they all coughed up hits, and just like that, St. Louis salvaged one game in the series with their come-from-behind victory. As for the Bears, they were on the field today up in Lake Forest, including Alshon Jeffrey, albeit in a limited capacity. Now, there had been some reports that Jeffrey missed part of the last 3 weeks due to his but today he sneered at those reports.
My contract situation got nothing to do with it. Take care of yourself. I mean, I was in the practice because I'm injured. I mean, like I said, a calf, if you ever had a calf injury, any of you guys, you would know.
And we do. Game 1 is coming up on Sunday against Green Bay, and Jared Allen, who's had some success against Aaron Rodgers, knows that the Packers quarterback is one talented player.
You know, I just watched the tape the other day. I mean, he has one of the fastest releases that I can remember seeing in a long time. He ran a little fake pop pass, and I was just like, oh my goodness. You know, you forget about certain things like that. So, I think, but, once you hit the MVP level, once you hit that level, we expect that every single game, so that's what you have to prepare for.
And one other NFL note for you fantasy fans, the Buffalo Bills say that running back LeSean McCoy will play Sunday in spite of missing a lot of the preseason with that hamstring injury. Join Terry Bors and Dan Bernstein for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. It's Friday at Harry Carey's in Rosemont from 1 to 6. Come check out the broadcast and enter for your chance to win a pair of Cub tickets. It's brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's September sales event. It's going on right now. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for Bear fans, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit nusports.com.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
He sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
Columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
Jeremiah Ratliff, I would do anything that man told me to.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
In San Diego, Carlos calling Hub on The Score.
Hey, Hub, I'm extremely concerned. Are you going to shave? And more importantly, how do you view the AFC West shaping up?
Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 504 Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It is indeed time for you to get your chance with iGuy Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish is on Twitter, at Hub Arkish. He's at Shy Football. He is ChicagoFootball.com. He's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. Hub, hello.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing outstanding, my friend. How are you?
Well, I'm good. We have an injury report now. We still have no idea if the Bears have any wide receivers. But other than that, you know, everything's looking pretty good for Sunday. So we'll see what happens.
We start with, you guessed it, Frank in Oak Park on The Score.
Hub, I have to admit I'm a big Matt Forte fan, and I'd love for him to finish his career as a Bear, but much of the league's front office people see 30-year-old running backs as empty husks in pursuit of one or two veteran minimum deals. But if Forte has another 1,000 yards rushing and 400 to 600 yards receiving this year, does he separate himself from the league's walking dead and get placed among the likes of a Curtis Martin or a Marcus Allen, who are very productive after 30? And if he does, would any GM even offer him a two-year deal worth $10 million total, including upfront money?
Well, Frank, first of all, yes, I think there's a chance that Matt can continue to be productive. He has taken a page out of the Walter Payton workout school. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody does it quite like Walter, but he certainly has his own unique approach. He's been relatively healthy. He doesn't turn 30 until December. This will be his eighth season. And, just look at Frank Gore, and what happened with him in Indianapolis this year. And he's a guy who I believe is going to be 32 this year, and his knees are terrible, and he got a multiple-year deal. So, to be honest with you, 2 years, $10 million, I'd make that deal after he has the productive season this year. I wouldn't do it going into the season. There's no reason to. He's going to make $8.3 million this year. So if you could, get another year of the kind of production you've gotten from him this year and then get him for $5 million the next 2 years, I would take that chance.
312-644-6767. It's not just Bears. Maybe you've got another question about another team, and Hub knows all, so he is here for that as well. Glenn Ellen, here is Steve on The Score.
Hey, guys. Hub, I have a question for you on the offensive line and how we wound up in the situation that we're in. In the offseason, they signed DeCoste, the guard, but we didn't draft or sign a tackle. They had 29 games of Jordan Mills on tape, and yet here we've caught him. So my question is this a case where they didn't evaluate Mills correctly, or were there just simply too many holes to fill on the roster?
Well, I don't think it's just Mills. I mean, they've also got volumes and volumes of practice tape that they shoot, and some of it gets stored. So they had some idea of what they thought they might have in Charles Leno. They obviously liked Teo Favaluja. I think they knew he wouldn't be ready as a rookie. But I was really caught off guard that they felt it was important to go out and sign a Vladimir Dukas, but to not get a street free agent veteran at tackle. And we talked about this on and off during the summer. I do think that this was a mistake. Now, your rookie GM is going to make some, and doesn't make him bad or mean that he's not going to be good at his job. But in this case, yes, I think they made a mistake, and there's no, you can't really pull your punches on it. Kyle Long is as good an athlete as you will find anywhere on the offensive line, but you don't switch from guard to tackle overnight.
That's what Big Cat Williams said earlier on the show today. Big Cat said his head is going to be spinning.
Yeah, well, and so to leave yourself in a position where, you don't have competition at tackle, and now B, you're going to move him out there, struggle with that for a couple weeks, and weaken yourself at guard, this one was badly misplayed by everybody involved.
Tony and Darian, you're on WSCR with Hub.
Hello. Hey, how are you doing, guys?
I had a question about Peanut Tillman and his reasons for leaving Chicago and refusing to consider playing the safety position here, on that he, you know, was one of the Chicago's most popular players and fans loved him, and he had a year to make the transition.
Well, Tony, let's be clear about something. Peanut had said he didn't want to play the safety position, but he also wasn't offered the opportunity to do it here. I think one of the things that Ryan Pace and John Fox felt that they had to do to avoid the kind of trouble that Phil Emery and Mark Trestman put themselves in was to wipe the slate clean of the old regimes. And you're talking particularly about veterans like Lance Briggs and Charles Tillman. As long as they were in that locker room, there was going to continue to be some lingering effect of the Lovie Smith years and even the Mel Tucker and Mark Trestman and Phil Emery years, even though, you know, certainly Peanut and Lance weren't fond of them. So the Bears knew it was time to move on from, you know, 34-year-old defenders. And, you know, should Peanut want to play safety? I felt he could have been an outstanding safety 4 or 5 years ago. But, you know, it's not as if the Bears said if you play safety, you can stay. He wasn't offered that opportunity, according to anybody I've talked to, so we can't just hang that on Charles.
Next is Jim. He's on Sports Radio 670 with our football expert, Hub Arkish.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Hub. It's Jim here. Love your work. One of my questions this time of year, Hub, is always a question as to whether when these teams have to cut 20 or 25 players at a time to get to 53, are there many instances in the past where a team has cut a player, he's gotten picked up by somebody else, but the cutting team made a talent evaluation mistake, and the player who was cut goes on to have a long, productive NFL career with another team?
Oh, Jim, it happens all the time. Yeah, I mean, it happens in every NFL city every year. You know, I mean, I don't know if you're talking strictly about young players, but a great recent example for the Bears is Roberto Garza, you know, who played out his rookie contract in Atlanta, actually was offered a deal in Baltimore, and then they rescinded it when they found out he didn't have an ACL in his knee, and the Bears took a chance, and he had 9 great years, you know, so just one, you know, immediate example. But yes, every year these kids take advantage of second opportunities and become good football players.
Next is Mike on the Score. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Hub, Terry and Dan, you guys are going to fall off your milk crates after I ask this question to Hub, and I enjoy your work, Mr. Arkus.
Thank you.
Jay Cutler, we all know he's got...
there's something wrong with him, Hub, and we can't correct it. We have sent our physicians out.
This is Tom.
And they pronounced him stupid.
Albany Park on the Score.
Hey, Hub, I called to ask about John Bostic, but I can't resist the chance. I know you're all Brady'd out, but I just have dying to ask all three of you, is this even anywhere close to a pitcher putting something on a baseball? Have you ever heard a pitcher missing a quarter of his starts? I mean, it's just the stupidest, most ridiculous thing. But I'll go on. You guys can comment on that later. What happened to John Bostic? And I can't believe Shane McClellan and Kristen Jones are better than him.
Well, I think I've been pretty clear on the Brady thing. You know, first of all, you got to have some evidence that he did anything at all. And secondly, you know, you nailed it. It was an equipment violation. There are rules in the operations manual. Some of them are $4,000 fines. Some of them are $8,000 fines. It never should have gone beyond that. And that's where we're at now. John Bostic has not been healthy for some time. He was really not 100% towards the end of last season. He could never get 100% during the off season. He's probably as close as he's been right now, I'm going to guess at 85 or 90%. He is clearly the best athlete amongst the Bears' inside linebackers. I think he clearly has the most potential. But it's his first time in a 3-4 defense, you know, in the NFL, and he's got to get healthy and earn some playing time. My fear is that he will quickly, because I just don't think that either Shea, I don't think Shea can play the position, and I think Kristen Jones is still too raw.
Dave in Grand Rapids, you're on the Score. Say hi to Hub.
Hey, Hub. Take a look down I-65 and tell me what the future holds for Ryan Grigson. Is he as overrated now as it might seem? He seems to be making a personnel power play with the coach. Outside of lucking into Andrew Luck, I think his drafts have been pretty overrated at best. Signed some bad free agents, and he might have even let the wrong coach go.
Well, he's got a team that has improved every year he's been there. You know, so I mean, and when you say he let the wrong coach go, he hired Chuck Pagano, and then Pagano brought Bruce Arians in as his coordinator. So I don't think there's any precedent for a guy gets sick, your head coach gets sick, and you fire him to keep his assistant. I don't think he ever had any choice in the matter. You know,